Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Yun Chun Wu, and today I'm going to talk about the disease burden and risk factors of stroke. So, Taiwan is in the southeastern of China, and our population is about 23 million, and the area is 36,000. We are one of the dense population in the world. So, health decision making is important for governments. We do have a lot of epidemiology data to provide government policy maker to make decision. But sometimes the situation is more complex. Like if skin disease is high prevalence and the kidney disease is high incidence and stroke is high mortality, but you just have the limited budget, which disease should have the first priority of the budget. Also, in the risk factor, this is the same situation. Which risk factor should have the first priority to prevent? So our study aim is to using daily disability adjusted life year, which we think is a properly index to estimate the disease burden, and also using the comparative risk assessment to estimate the attributable burden due to selected modifiable risk factors. Our project is going to conduct on major disease in Taiwan, and so now we just take a stroke disease as an example to explain how we conduct our research. So daily disability adjusted life year is a measure of overall disease burden. It can be expressed as the cumulative number of years due to ill health, disability, or early death. It's composed by YLD and YLL. YLD means that if you get a disease and the life you lost due to the disability with the disease. And the YLL years of life loss is the early death due to the disease. If we want to calculate these two components, we use some data set and we show the result together below. So first, YLL, we have to calculate the number of fatal death cases. We use the Taiwan Vital Registry data set to estimate the death number of stroke. And we use the life expectancy for male and female from a global burden of disease project. So we can calculate YLL. It's a life expectancy table from a GPD project. So if you died at 50 years old, then the life loss will be 37.05. And it's the death number of stroke in Taiwan in 2010. And we can see that hemorrhagic stroke is much more than ischemic stroke. And the male and the hemorrhagic stroke in male is twofold than female. So because if you die in young age, you will lose much more years of life. So we can see that year of life loss in about among 50 to 59 years old, that will be third for of male of hemorrhage. Then after calculating the YLD is more complex because it need to calculate prevalence and the disability weight. So first, prevalence of the stroke, we have to know when the stroke is occur and when the stroke is over. So we use the Taiwan Vital Registry dataset and the National Health Insurance Research Database. It's a claim data, and it covers over 99% of Taiwan population. And so we can calculate problems. This is a problem of stroke in Taiwan. We can see that ischemic stroke is much higher than hemorrhagic stroke. And the other part is disability weight. We use the disability weight from the GPT project, and we use our Taiwan Stroke Registry dataset to quantify the severity distribution of stroke. So we can get a weighted disability weight. Then we can calculate YLD. So it's a structure from GPT project. They separate ischemic stroke and the hemorrhagic stroke to acute and chronic state. And each of states have five health states. These five health states, from mild to severe, their disability weight is from 0.021 to 0.567. Disability weight means that how much your disability is. So if disability weight equal to zero, that means you are healthy. And if it equals to one, that totally disability, like death. So by using our this severity distribution of modified ranking scale, which is the index to present of severity distribution of stroke. So we use our data set of severity distribution, and we can calculate weighted disability weight. So we can see that hemorrhagic stroke is a little higher than ischemic stroke. Then by multiplying problems and the weighted disability weight, we can calculate YLD, and we can see ischemic stroke is much higher than hemorrhagic stroke. So from YLD and YLL, the study here, we can see that among young population, hemorrhagic is much higher than elder people or younger people. And we can see although hemorrhagic stroke is with much although ischemic stroke is with much higher prevalence, but by Cochrane study, this is an index composed by morbidity and mortality. These two stroke is with similar disease burden, and we can see hemorrhagic is much higher in young population. And if we see from the time trend, we can see that DALI is not quite different over time, but while the proportion is much, much higher with time passed. So the other part we have done is to conduct comparative risk assessment, and we use the PAL, this index, to quantify. And we estimate this index have to quantify the prevalence and the relative risk of risk factors. And the relative risk of risk factors we retrieved from literature review, and the prevalence of these risk factors we from National Health Interview Survey and the Taiwan Survey on Blood Sugar, Lipid and Pressure, Nutrition and Health Survey in Taiwan, and also Taiwan Air Quality Monitoring Network. So that can be calculated PAF. And we can see attributable disease burden of risk factors for ischemic stroke and hemorrhagic stroke are system SBP and air pollution and physical inactivity. And BMI and sodium intake is also high disease burden of risk factors for hemorrhagic stroke. So So in summary, although the prevalence of ischemic stroke is much higher than that of hemorrhagic stroke, the daily estimate of both conditions are similar. The widening proportion increase over time, suggesting an increased burden to the healthcare system due to stroke. The risk factors of stroke with first priority to prevent is high blood pressure, air pollution, and physical inactivity. So in the future, we will continue to conduct the disease burden estimation of major disease in Taiwan, and we want to construct this system that compose daily and risk factors. Thank you to this cooperation and the Taiwan MBD team members. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you so much. Are there any questions? One question that I would have is, so you looked at now 2010, and so you had actually different cohorts. I mean, the different ages were from different cohorts. Would you think that the results would somehow be different if you would follow different type of cohorts? Because the nutritional status and so on, when those cohorts were born, and the type of lifestyle has changed dramatically over the last, let's say, 6-7 decades.
So you mean the risk factor, relative risk also changed with time?
Yes, so for example, maybe the accessibility for certain foods, the patterns, also the lifestyle patterns might have changed over time, mm-hmm. so that certain cohorts over time have accumulated a different type of risk.
Yeah, if we have enough data set, we think we should do over time to every component should do conduct of every time. And that time trend is also affected a lot largely by this component you mean, mm-hmm. yes.
Thank you. Any other observations? Otherwise, thank you so much for having attended this special session. And I would like you to invite to also attend the following sessions in our section. Thank you so much.